Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. You know, my mind was like spinning out this morning. I had to, when I read, you know, and sometimes when you make a commitment, like I made a commitment to read, and I'll read every day for a minimum of 20 minutes. It's something that I made with myself, never made that commitment to God, because you got to pay what you say you're going to pay to God, but made that commitment with myself. And man, sometimes you just spin out, and today is one of those days. Like, I cannot get focused and stay focused, and I just am catching myself losing it in the thoughts of my mind, where I just start to kind of race out into tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And the thing is better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. You got to stay in today. And then it also talks about how the tomorrow is sufficient for tomorrow. Like, there's enough going on today. Don't get wrapped up into tomorrow. So it's these words. And again, God's word is spiritual. It's not five senses. It's enmity. The five senses are in direct opposition to God. The spiritual word of God is gonna guide you in a different direction. And that's why you got to put this stuff in. And by the way, on a completely side note, if you hear the birds, we have chicks in here, and these chickens and these ducks are just quacking. I mean, this is ridiculous. I hear it in the background. It's making me crazy, but I can't shut them up. You know what I mean? But anyways, so I was reading this morning in Ecclesiastes, and if you go to Ecclesiastes, I love Ecclesiastes. It's just kind of the rules of life. It's the way to kind of frame your mind. But it talks about there's a time for everything. There's a time to kill, a time to steal. There's a time to heal. There's a time to tear down. There's a time to build up. And it goes all the way through. And if you go to verse 10, it says, I have seen the toil which the Lord hath given to the sons of men to be engaged therewith. He hath made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he hath made the world dear to man's heart, so that no man can find out the works which the Lord hath done from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in worldly things, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in their lives. You got to do good in life. And it talks, I mean, it's a godly principle that the fruit yields that in and of itself. Apples yield apples. The more good you do, the more your life, the more you wrap your mind around the world, or work, man, I'm losing my mind, word, the more you walk spiritually, the more you're going to produce spiritually. And it's God, that God is the creator. God created the heavens and the earth, and you can't forget that. But he's made everything beautiful in his own time. And like right now, based on what's going on, I mean, like I said, it is just fire after fire after fire. The fire lights up, I go to put one out, two more start. And I walk over there and three more start. And I've never experienced anything like this in life. However, God makes everything beautiful in his time. It's God's timing. And I don't know why this is going on, but it's going on. And I'm going to just drive through it. And if you're going, if it's happening to you, which I'm guessing this is a spiritual thing, because I know a lot of people this is going on with, it's going to be okay. You know, God is going to take care of each and every situation. Verse 14, I know that whatsoever the Lord does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing can be taken away from it. The Lord has also made it that men should reverence him. Everything is about learning to reverence God. He created us, and he created us in love. Perfect love, it casteth out fear. God is love, because fear hath torment. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you have that spiritual, you are that spiritual being. You have that pneuma hagion, that Holy Spirit, whether or not you utilize it. But all these things, God knows. God knows what's going on, and he's made it beautiful in his time. All that we would reverence him. And believe me, when I'm going through this right now, I'm certainly going to God. I am certainly turning my face like, God, you got to take care of these situations. I can't handle it anymore. I can't. I can't take all this on. God's got to step in, and he will. verse 15, that which is now already has been, and that which is to be has already been, and God will avenge him who has been persecuted. And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and in the place of righteousness, that iniquity is there. And I said in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time for every purpose and for every work. I meditated in my heart concerning the estates of the sons of men whom God hath created, and saw that they are like beasts, for the same misfortune will befall the sons of men, also befalls beast, and even one misfortune befalls them. As one dies, so dies the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that man hath no preeminence over the beast, for all is vanity. All go to one place, or all are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. You know, we're going to die, dude. We're all going to die. And the thing is that all this stuff doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're smart, doesn't matter if you're dumb, doesn't matter if you're wise, doesn't matter if you're a fool. Everyone's going to die. The end is the end. You can't change that. You know what I mean? So it's how do you live right now? And where do you live right now in your mind? And I just want to finish up with this. If you go to verse 21 of Ecclesiastes chapter 2, actually, you know how to do 24. It says, well, actually 23. For all his days are full of sorrows, and his travail or his work is grief. Yea, even in the night, his heart takes no rest. This is also vanity. There is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy the good in his labor. This also I saw, that it is from the hand of the Lord. You know, the thing that's bringing me pleasure right now is golf. You got to go out and golf, even if you don't want to. You got to go make your soul enjoy the good. What are you working for, and why do you do it? If it's to sit outside by a fire and smoke a cigar, then go out there, sit by a fire, and smoke a cigar. If it's to your family, get out there with your family. There is nothing better in this world than a man should eat and a man should drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy the good of his labor. Right now, I want to crawl into a bed and do nothing. But you have to change your mind. You have to renovate your thoughts to what the word says. Get out there and enjoy your life, because it's not going to be here forever. We're all going to one place. Pray the big prayers today. Pray the small prayers. Pray prayers of supplication, which are prayers of personal need, not in repetition. You don't pray the same prayer over and over and over again, like the Lord's Prayer. You don't do that. You pray personal prayers of specific need, and you lift them up. And you always pray to God, never to Jesus Christ, and you lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day today. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, I just ask that you just take care of every situation, all the things that are going on. We get everything done, that you kind of line up my days. Let me know what to do, how to do it to get through all this, that you take care of all the personal stuff, that you take care of all the business stuff, that you take care of all the financial stuff, and that I can do what I say that I want to do. You know, I mean, I actually can accomplish the things that I know I can get done. I thank you again for the moments of my life, for my family. I thank you for saving my brother and keeping him alive and giving him his function back. I just lift up that he gets full function, full strength, and full feeling in his hand. Again, I thank you for the moments of my life, for the little things, for the big things, for your word and how it keeps me straight. And I thank you for your son that he died for us. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.